Awesome. I like the sound of that. And the Autumn Series, I like the sound of that also. Can you tell some of the listeners who's lined up to speak at the next coming events in September, October and November?
Well, our event in September is about the learning outcomes framework, and that's in Birmingham, but we're actually almost at full capacity for that one, which is obviously good.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Bad if you're wanting to come, because well, the tickets are very nearly gone for that. The October and November ones are still in the planning stages at the moment. We're having an October one, which is being hosted by Galliford Try in Coventry. And the November event is a joint event with the SIOB, and Duncan Reed will be coming to speak at that one.
Fantastic. So a really good lineup coming up. So most definitely stay tuned to BIM Crunch, because we'll give you some more info on that when it is available. Now, sticking with the regional BIM hubs, I know they've stated as of late that they're working on re-energising themselves, and they're aiming to really spread that message, promote their status as part of the BIM Hub Village, which is going to be happening at Digital Construction Week in October. Now, bit of a controversial question, this one, so apologies. But do you think the BIM hubs have kind of been a bit of a flop? Do you think potential has been wasted with the fact that a lot of them have been really inactive?
I wouldn't say that they've been a flop. I do think maybe they haven't really realised their full potential. And again, I wouldn't say that was true for all of them, because some have been very successful and very active. But what we have to remember is that they are managed by volunteers, and a lot of us do find ourselves quite time poor these days. If people are not willing to put in the time or effort, or can't find the time or effort even to run or manage a hub, it's not really going to be successful, as it needs a driven team to push it forward. None of us are paid for the work we do, so we don't receive any funding, and everything we do is in our own time, and things like creating websites, etc., well, that all comes out of our own pocket. So you've got to be quite committed to it. And I think that might be where some of the hubs have perhaps struggled.
Yeah, and just FYI, I don't think they've been a flop. It was just a question. let's cover my own back there. What would you say to encourage a BIM professional to roll up their sleeves and get involved with their local regional BIM hub?
Well, I think just turning up is a good start. And there's plenty of opportunity for people to get involved and have their say. And obviously, we're very nice people, and we're always very welcoming to new faces. It's quite an interesting time for the hubs at the moment. There's some changes on the horizon, which could be quite big. So it is a good time to get involved and support your local BIM hub.
Oh, teasing stuff there, not spilling any beans, but I'll make sure to keep a lookout.
I'll say anything at the moment, but there are changes.
Exciting stuff. Maybe we'll find out in due course, or maybe at Digital Construction Week, who knows, but we'll be there hopefully to make sure we get the latest on that. Now, as someone who is actively engaged with industry and very much aware of various aspects of those contributing to the many different life cycle stages of BIM, do you think the BIM sphere, if you will, is ready for 2016? Are they ready for the mandate? And what do you think needs to change before the mandate comes into effect?
I think undoubtedly they're going to be companies who will be BIM ready for 2016, but the industry as a whole, I'm not sure. I think that we exist in a little bit of a BIM bubble. I think the UK BIM crew are extremely active and vocal, but I don't think it's entirely representative of the industry. I certainly know people in the construction industry and architecture who wouldn't know the first thing about BIM. So I know we go back to it all the time, but the key has to be collaboration and knowledge sharing, which is one of the things we're trying to achieve with the West Midlands BIM Hub.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Now, Joanna, collaboration is one thing. Quickfire questions are another, and they are coming right now because it is time. We've got to know you professionally, and now we're going to get to know you a bit more personally as well. We're going to have 2 minutes on the clock for the crunch time quickfire questions. So are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Boom, the clock started. Here we go. What is an interesting fact about yourself?
Well, I'm not sure it's interesting, but it will display my hoarding tendencies. But I am a keen cook, baker, amateur, and I collect cookbooks. And I had over 450 at the last count.
Whoa, wow, that is a lot. Maybe Bake Off Season 7, get yourself on.
No, not sure about that.
earlier, you recommended why people should get active with their local BIM hub. When professionals manage to get some free time, what TV show would you recommend they watch?
I should really say something highbrow and intelligent here, but I'm not going to. Television, for me, is about relaxing and chilling out, and I like trash on telly. And so my favourite programme to watch at the moment is Don't Tell the Bride on BBC Three.
Oh, yes. My housemate makes me watch that sometimes. Not that bad. Not as bad as Life on Mabs, which is cringe.
I've never watched any of those.
Oh, thank God. So. Right. Thank God we can move on from that. I can't believe I've actually just mentioned them on this show, which is horrible. Just hang my head in shame. Now, which actor or actress would you choose to play yourself in a film of your life?
I've discussed this with my best friend, Annie, recently, because I'm not sure about this, but she thought, and she knows me pretty well, that it would be Helena Bonham Carter. She's quite cool, and she's very awesome, so I'm happy with that. I'd go with that.
Yeah, well, we have to make sure Tim Burton directs it, because they do everything together. Despite the fact they're not together anymore, they still do stuff together. Yeah, she's in every film of his. Now, where in the world would be your perfect holiday destination?
There is no place like home, and I think that you can't beat England in the summer when it is sunny. Looking out my window now, it's August. It looks like November. But I would, if the weather was lovely in the summer, I would spend all of it in Dorset.
Oh, lovely. Now, I know you own a bright orange VW camper, very BIM Crunch themed. I'm going to have to try and snap that out from your hands. If you could own any other vehicle, what would you select and why?
Are we talking dream?
Oh, yeah, just go wild.
Okay, go wild. Well, if I'm going to go wild, I'm going to go with a Ferrari 250 GTO.
Boom.
Which I saw in Maranello a few years ago, and I just fell in love with it, but one sold, I think, in America for about $40 million recently. So I might need to carry on with the day job a little bit longer.
And, well, the time is up. But I've got one more question for you, and it will be, what were the last three songs you listened to?
Carly Rae Jepsen, I Really Like You. Calvin Harris, How Deep Is Your Love?
Okay.
And Little Mix, Black Magic.
Lovely.
That just shows my terrible taste in music.
Yeah, but I really, really, really like this episode of Crunch Time. So, Joanna, thank you very much for stopping by. And apologies for the horrendous pun there. Before you go, plug your social media channels if you would like, websites that people should get in touch with. Where can people find what you do online?
Okay, you can find me on LinkedIn and Twitter at Mona Jarshall. And you can also get hold of me on the BIMStore Twitter account at BIMStore.
Brilliant. Well, Joanna, thank you very much for your time today. And BIMCrunch listeners, another edition of Crunch Time will be coming in 2 weeks' time. So until then, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.